Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Ireland has become a must-stop destination for the biggest acts in the music industry, with everyone from Lana Del Rey to Bruce Springsteen performing here on their international tours. We're kind of spoiled right now, and it's easy to forget that it wasn't always like this. Ireland was once considered, this is a horrible phrase, a gigging backwater, as it was hard to entice artists to the island. A new podcast charting this history has been made by the Irish Sun. It's called Fields of Dreams, and we're joined now with a host, musician, and festival veteran, Róisín Ó. You're very welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You are with child.
I am with child. Yeah,
and
my first.
I would never assume. I never ask.
No,
never,
you said ever. Congrats, and I just congrats. Assumed.
I would say congrats on the podcast. Yes. And you said, what? I said, is it launched? And you were like, the baby? How are you?
Great. I'm doing really well.
You look fantastic.
Thank
you are glowing.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, have you ever presented a podcast?
No, this is my first presenting of a podcast and I'm so excited about it. The whole theme, the music history in general, I absolutely love, especially Irish music history.
Yeah.
And that whole genre that I'm just thinking, the stories in this podcast are really special. Like, you're hearing from some great people, like really stories that you'd never heard before. And yeah, it's been really enjoyable to do and listen back on. Yeah, it's great.
What's your favourite story so far?
Oh my God, there's so many. What's my favourite story? Okay, you've put me on the spot now.
Sorry. Good
there's a great one about Terry Wogan. He was going to, he's
Terry
going
Wogan.
To see next
time. I get out of nowhere.
I know. He was going to interview Peter Cunnett for the BBC. And when his mom heard about this, she got the house remodeled, you know, because Terry Wogan's coming. He's a star, you know. And so she's getting the bathroom redone upstairs in her toilet. And when he came along to do the interview, her son, Peter Cunnett from G-Ream, sort of forgot about the new bathroom and sent him out into the back house, into the back of the house, and she was absolutely mortified. I love just little Irishism stories like that from back in the day, where you would only hear stories like that in Ireland. You know?
Yeah, I would say the smell of paint reminds me of Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
The smell of perm lotion reminds me of Christmas. My mother was a hairdresser, there was always perm lotion all the go. And speaking of mothers, your mum, Mary, back.
Yeah.
You've loads of stories of going to festivals as a kid, do you?
I suppose I do when I think about it now. Like, we would have spent a lot of time at festivals. I remember one year we rented a caravan and went to Fela, and like, we were traveling around Ireland and we're like, oh, mom has a gig, let's go to Fela, like, and Van Morrison and somebody else was playing. It was amazing. And I've just made the main memories are like things happening in the caravan, like my dad driving into the car park of the festival and like absolutely wrecking the top of the caravan because he went under like the goalposts of GAA goalposts and like bringing back the caravan in an absolute heap. But we had a great summer anyway, going around to festivals also.
Can you remember your first one?
Probably would have been it, yeah, Fela. But a lot of my mom's gigs, I suppose, around that time, I saw another one there of her in the flat, like, you know, headlining with Thin Lizzy in 95 or something over in London. And yeah, she used to take us to a lot of them. They were great.
So we have a clip from an RTÉ report. You probably have heard this, from 8th of July, 1984, hours before Bob Dylan took to the stage.
Yes.
The village of Slane was mobbed and the local guard station was under siege for 2 hours, right?
Yes.
Despite the violence, the concert went ahead as planned. The newsreader is Anne Doyle and the reporter is Joe O'Brien. Let's have a little listen to this.
The crowd outside the guard station quickly got bigger, and at one stage there were as many as 1,000 people besieging the station. Rocks and other missiles were thrown into the station and nearly all the windows were broken.
There's loads of coppers with breadboards as shields, and they were being thrown, bottles were being thrown at them and everything, you know. Loads of bottles. Now there's thousands of people, you know, thrown bleeding bottles at them and all that. They're being whacked over.
I love those interviews.
Yeah, they're being whacked over.
Yeah, brilliant.
What was your first festival as a reveller, as a young adult?
Oh, it was probably Oxygen.
Go away.
Oh yeah, I'd say when I was about 17. Oh my God, it was like the best weekend of the year. And I remember one year going, and the tent was probably in about a foot of mud. But like, didn't care.
Yeah.
Did not care. I think I saw Daft Punk one year.
Oh wow.
It was mind blowing. That like, then the headliners would just be bam bam bam, like unbelievable lineups, and the sort of freedom that I'd never really had before. That's what I think about festivals, is like
freedom.
That freedom of like, and everyone's on the same buzz and you're all living in the dirt. And it's,
and it's that shared experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you feel like you've kind of removed yourself from the human state.
Yes.
That you're feral.
You're in the primal state.
You don't wash. You hardly eat.
Exactly.
But like, we didn't have the choice we have now at all.
No, not at all.
So take us back. What's the first
one? So back in the 70s, really, there was only Irish gigs going on. And that was when the first, say, Macroom Festival, just a load of local men in the community got together and like, well, let's get Rory Gallagher in. Like, he lives, you know, in Ireland. Rory Gallagher sort of said no. And apparently his mom was like, you can't be letting down the locals of Macroom, you know? So she encouraged him to do it. And I think there was about 20,000 people. And, you know, Macroom's sort of off the beaten track. And there was people walking 8 hours from Cork to get to this festival, you know? So that was the first big day rock festival.
What year was that, roughly?
That was 1977, I think.
Oh, wow.
And then the following year, then a man called Philip Flynn had been to Cambridge and seen these tented festivals in England, you know? Ireland had no tented festivals before that. And he started the Boys of Ballysadare, and he had like Paul Brady and who was there? Daydan and maybe and
wow.
and Christy Moore. And that was the first like tented festival.
And tented mean that you're in out of the rain if you need to be, kind of thing?
No, as in you've got a tent that you're living there for the weekend.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
The rest of them were just day festivals. But this was like, oh no, come and bring your tent and stay for 3 days,
okay.
You know? So that wasn't until the 70s. And a lot of those ones in the 70s as well were only Irish acts, because at the time the Troubles were going on, and the Troubles were, you know, aired all over the world, especially in America and the UK. And those big acts were thinking, oh, I'm not going there, there's a civil war going on, do you know? And so it was really the Irish was pushed forward at first and foremost. And it wasn't until people like Jim Aiken, who runs Aiken Promotions, his son now runs Aiken Promotions, Peter Aiken, he gives a great interview in the podcast and talks about like him, you know, starting to get a rapport with people, international acts, and eventually bringing over big acts like Cher and Bananarama first and foremost. And
really?
Then, he sort of had he's got the reputation of like, no, it's safe to come. And you know, especially after the Miami Showband massacre, people were like, we're not going there. That's madness, you know. But in a way, that gave Irish people, the Irish bands, a big surge in Ireland.
So who were like Thin Lizzy, Horselips, is this Christy Moore band?
Yes.
Those kind of people.
Those kind of, exactly.
But they were great acts together.
Unbelievable acts.
Yeah.
People want to see them anyway. Like, you know, so eventually I think Boys of Ballysadare got Chuck Berry 1 year, and that was like the big name.
Wow.
Like, and he charged them through the nose for it, but they got him anyway.
And what does Jim Aiken tell you about that? He would literally pick up the phone and say, it's safe, you think?
Yeah, well, he sort of got a reputation for, like, this guy's all right, you know, and that would go through the channels of these international acts, and like, nah, it's actually okay, you can go over there and do a gig and you'll be all right, like, you know, because that was actually the worry at the time, you know.
That's wild, isn't it?
It's mad.
And how quickly we forget.
Yeah, big time.
That's wild.
Time.
So Fela is probably the most iconic in terms of a generation, isn't it? Really? Like, it's so many people talk. I've never had Fela. I have to be honest, I'm never there. I'm too young. I'm joking. I was never there. Your mum played at it, did she?
She did, yeah, a few times. That time, that was that festival I think we went to with the caravan. I can't really remember because I was only four, but she loved it. And yeah, people like Van Morrison, I think Bob Dylan was there 1 year. And yeah, it was just really that energy of festivals. As you say, it's like that freedom, and people loved it in Ireland. And you can see it now, it hasn't gone away. Like.
No, and there was something, Fela has this Irishness about it.
Yes.
Doesn't it? That I think is lost a little bit in some of the other festivals. It had this unique, it had a kind of a freedom of Irishness in somewhere that just still translates in the telling of the stories.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And that's where a lot of like Irish bands sort of, you know, started off and then moved on to doing these great shows around the world. But like, you know,
what
put their teeth.
Lisdunvarna.
Lisdunvarna as well. That was similar to Boys of Ballysadare, and Christy Moore was obviously a big name at that. And I think that eventually got to around 40,000 people. Now, those numbers are huge when you think about it now. Like, Ireland had never seen anything like it before. So the towns, as you heard in that clip, like, the riots would happen, but then they'd have great gigs, like that Bob Dylan gig. I don't know if you ever remember that photo.
Get my head around that Bob Dylan was here.
I know. 1984 as well.
Wild, isn't it?
You know that photo of Michael D. Higgins and he's at a festival.
Oh, yes.
He's really young. That's that Bob Dylan gig. You
is
know?
It?
Like, and there was riots the night before. Like, you wouldn't know.
That's iconic, that photo, isn't it?
I love that photo. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Someone's saying Boothie Band, Planxty and yes. Clannad were at the Boys of Ballisadore. So yes, someone was there and they said, yeah, wow.
That's brilliant.
And yeah. Do you still go to festivals?
I do, yeah. I was at one last night. I was in a Kaleidoscope Festival.
Were you?
Yeah, which is now completely different to anything we're talking about here. It's a great family festival. Everyone there has a child, apart from me, well, apart from the one in my tummy. But yeah. But man, those kids know how to have a good time. It was great fun.
And when are you due?
I'm due in October.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, yeah. I'm packing in all the gigs before then.
Are you?
Yeah, big time. I'm going to America next week and then I won in Kilkenny on August 3rd and a headliner in Whelans on August 23rd. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
And it's obviously different with a bump, right?
Yes.
How is it? Please explain this to a man.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is that she's just pushing on the lungs, like.
And, oh wow! And, yeah, of course.
It's like being really unfit and trying to sing. Like I'm trying to dance around the stage. I have to stop myself from dancing because it's like, Roisin, you're either dancing or you're singing here. So
you can't do both.
I can't do both. No.
So you're on in Whelans again. Tell me that again.
August 23rd. Yeah.
August 23rd. Yeah. Break a leg. Have a great gig.
Thank you.
And so the podcast. Tell people more information.
Yes. So Fields of Dreams podcast, it's available on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And the first two episodes are out now and there'll be more every week.
And did you enjoy doing it? Yeah.
I really enjoyed doing it. Yeah. It was great.
DNA music history, isn't it?
I absolutely love music history. I love hearing those stories. The stories are such a great part of Irish history, like from the person's mouth, you know, and yeah. we hear those stories there and those little clips that you would never come across from RTE, like, you know, yeah. they're great.
It's going to be a huge hit. Congratulations, yeah. Roisin.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.